The region's largest film festival celebrating contemporary cinema kicks off next month in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and it's a great opportunity to see feature films, shorts, and documentaries from around the world, along with some prestigious special guests up close and in the company of area movie lovers. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. The Las Cruces International Film Festival runs March 7th to the 11th in Las Cruces, New Mexico. And joining me to discuss this year's festival and events, I'm happy to have Ross Marks, the festival's executive director, in the studio today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming down. I know this is busy, the run-up to any major festival, so I appreciate you taking the time.
I'm glad to be here.
How many years this is now with the Las Cruces?
This is the third annual Las Cruces International Film Festival.
And you've worked on festivals up there for a number of years, though. Before this, it was you were working on the White Sands, I think, for
a while.
Yes,
I was the artistic director of the White Sands Festival for many years. And so in some ways, the Las Cruces International is a kind of a renaming.
Evolution.
Yes.
So many years, you're a veteran of this. How many features this year? It looks bigger than I've... The scope is pretty impressive.
Yes, this is... Last year, we had 98 films. This year, we have 156 films screening over 5 days. Yeah, and the most exciting part of that, though, is not just screening the films, but we've got over 100 filmmakers coming in for the festival.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so it's not just a film festival. It's a film convention.
That's a logistical nightmare, too.
It is.
For the planners.
It is. We're pulling our hair out right now, coordinating the travel of over 100 filmmakers. We're really fortunate. One of the unique things we do is we actually house all our filmmakers. Mm. Most film festivals do not do that, so we do that. And I think that's part of the reason why so many come in is we give them a hotel room at Hotel Encanto. It sponsors the festival, and
fantastic.
We put up all the...
And this is also a unique festival in that it's aligned with the university.
Yes, it actually is put on by New Mexico State University. Also, we get support and a co-sponsors Visit Las Cruces, the Convention and Visitors Bureau of Las Cruces. But all the money, all the proceeds, all everything flows through New Mexico State University and our department there, the Creative Media Institute.
Excellent, which is a lot of people maybe in El Paso don't realize we have an excellent film school right up the road at the Creative Media Institute.
Yes, we do. With 330 majors, a lot of our students come from El Paso, a big number, and we're actually the second largest film school in the Southwest behind Austin.
Fantastic. Why don't you, we can't talk about all 100 plus films, but if you'd like to spotlight a few, I've got them, your schedule laid out, and they're all color-coded and between shorts and documentaries and features and narratives. And
this year we added animation as a category. So we've got about 32 animated short screening. But I would start, the festival starts March 7th, 7 p.m. at the Cineport 10. And our opening night film is a film called Rose, mm-hmm. directed by a filmmaker, former colleague of mine named Rod McCall. And the film has a tremendous cast. It stars Sybil Shepherd and Pam Grier and James Brolin. And both Sybil Shepherd and Pam Grier are coming in for the festival. So there'll be special guests. And people come in to see Rose. We'll get an opportunity to hear from the filmmakers, the producer, the director, several of the cast, including Sybil and Pam, talk about the film, talk about their careers. And that's on March 7th. That's really exciting. Then we're very fortunate that the next day, on March 8th, both Sybil and Pam are going to stick around. We're going to give Sybil an award, the Outstanding Achievement and Entertainment Award. And part of giving her that award is kind of a spotlight on her career. And we're going to screen a film of hers that she wanted to screen called Chances Are, that stars her and Robert Downey Jr. Before we screen Chances Are, Pam is going to be around, and we're going to screen her very famous film, Jackie Brown. So Pam, yes. That's at 4 p.m. on March 8th, and Pam's going to talk about Jackie Brown, and Sybil's going to talk about Chances Are at 7 o'clock. Before that, we're doing a very special, unique panel at the Corbett Center Auditorium on the NMSU campus called Diversity and Inclusion in Entertainment. And that panel includes Sybil Shepherd and Pam Grier, two very successful voiceover actors, Monica Rial and Jamie Marchi, and then also a Hollywood producer and talent manager named Brian Espinosa. So that's going to be on the 8th at 2 p.m. Then on Friday, we're honoring animation legend Ralph Bakshi. You may know Ralph from Fritz the Cat and Lord of the Rings and Wizards. So Ralph, in fact, when I was doing some research on Ralph, I read an article said that he was the third most influential animator in history. That he invented adult animation. So before The Simpsons, before Family Guy, was Ralph Bakshi. So a real pioneer in animation, and I'm thrilled.
Hand-drawn animation.
Hand-drawn
animation. Feature films outside the studio system. I mean, just a pioneer of independent animation in this country.
Yeah, so super excited to have Ralph on Friday, March 9th. We're going to screen at 5 o'clock a film of his called Wizards. Then Ralph wanted to screen a movie that he made called American Pop.
Sure.
And we're going to screen that at 7 p.m. And then Ralph's going to talk about American Pop at 7 p.m. And then we're going to give Ralph the Outstanding Achievement in Animation Award that evening at St. Clair's Bistro and a VIP party with Ralph. So those are some of the exciting screenings we've got coming up and honoring. Of course, we screen in 4 screens all day, March 8th, 9th, 10th, and then our award winners, which are announced March 10th at our award ceremony at the Rio Grande Theater. We play kind of encore presentations on March 11th.
So for the international contemporary films, most of the films that you're showing were made in the last year or two, I presume?
Yeah, within the past 2 years. And we've got some very special ones. You may know Aisha Tyler,
sure.
An actress. She has a film screening in the festival called Axis. So we're excited. It's a really special, wonderful film that she has made. And we've just got some incredible films this year.
How do you put all this together? Is this on the final day, the Sunday, you said these were the award winners you're screening. So this is a competitive festival?
It is. So on March 10th, we have an award ceremony where we honor the films and give them awards in Grand Jury Prize, which is really the best of the best. We give a best director, best screenplay, best animation, best short, narrative short, best student short, best documentary short, best long form. So we give all these awards. And that's part of the attraction for filmmakers and what's happened today in independent film is these festivals become a marketing strategy
sure.
for filmmakers. So they come in, they win an award, they market, hey, we won,
they
you know,
put the laurel on their poster.
Yep, it's all about the laurels.
Right. And of course, this is the stepping stone for most independent film festivals. The festival circuit is the first exposure they're getting. And even, I think, honing their skills at talking to audiences, because oftentimes if you bring in 100 filmmakers, I imagine you're going to have them up at each presentation.
We are. We do,
doing
we
Q&As.
Do those, we do those Q&As. And one of the real reasons I do this festival is as a filmmaker, I've been very fortunate. I've had 2 films premiere at the Sundance Film Festival, mm-hmm. and I think I figured out I've been to 68 film festivals, different film festivals
wow.
in my life as a filmmaker. But what's happened is the bigger ones, Sundance, Toronto, Tribeca, have really started to cater to the studios. So if Ryan
yes.
Gosling doesn't star in your film, you're going to have a hard time getting into Sundance.
Right.
So the independent filmmaker really needs a home. So what Sundance was in the 90s is who Las Cruces International Film Festival
That's
is today.
That's your model.
Yes. The Sundance of the Southwest.
So you, as you go to all these film festivals, you're taking notes about what you like and don't like.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm there as a filmmaker with my film, and then I'm also paying attention to what they're doing that works and bring it home to our festival.
The fact that this is aligned with NMSU also means all of these great opportunities for students at CMI, Creative Media Institute, to interact with filmmakers. Do you have special events where beyond the screenings and the Q&As, the young filmmakers there who are students can actually interact with people who are making a go of it in the industry?
So the students, this is an all-volunteer festival, and the students, even though I run it as executive director, and I've got a fabulous woman, Marcia Sanfilippo, who's our executive producer, so she and I are kind of at the top managing things, but the students really do everything from coordinating travel with the filmmakers, coordinating the celebrity appearances, the VIP parties, the marketing, social media, all the different elements. I teach a class at NMSU called Film Festival Production. We had it in the fall, and we have it again in the spring. So the students are really making this thing happen and bringing it to life, and it's this incredible real-world experience, and they're going to graduate with knowing how to run a major event and a major film festival. And we do a couple of workshops specifically for them. One is called Independent Film and Film Festival. Festival, which the visiting filmmakers will create a panel. Another one is How to Get Started in Show Business. So these are workshops that specifically are aimed toward helping the students grow as entertainment professionals.
And you have one called Inside Breaking Bad. I'm guessing that's going to be a popular one.
Yes, we're pretty excited about that. So one of the things we're doing this year is we're giving an award to R.J. Mitty, who was Walter White Jr. on Breaking Bad. And R.J. is going to do a panel on Saturday, March 10th, 2 p.m. at the Rio Grande Theater called Inside Breaking Bad. Also on that panel is an actor named Charles Baker, who played Skinny Pete on Breaking Bad. We're going to have a costumer from Breaking Bad, a director, a producer. And in New Mexico, Breaking Bad was this incredible series that teed up the the film industry. So we're going to talk about what made that series work and get an inside look on it at that panel.
And I guess just the day-to-day, how the production came together and how everyone worked together.
Yeah, so we're super excited to have RJ come to the festival this year and give him an award and hear from him because, you know, he's a very special actor and played a character with cerebral palsy, and he himself has cerebral palsy. So it's it's really fascinating, his process as an actor and how he portrayed that character.
One of the great things that festivals do is not just spotlight independent features, but I see you have an array of short film showcases, both documentary and narrative, as well as the animated shorts. And just those categories, shorts and documentaries, are the kinds of films that most of us never get to see in a theater setting.
And that's one of the goals for me as the executive director and overseeing this is to screen films that audiences, great films that audiences would otherwise never get a chance to see, which is great for the audience. And then also to give these filmmakers a chance to go on the big screen in front of an audience and then talk about their work. You know, they don't get that opportunity. So
it's valuable feedback.
It is. And the nice thing, too, when you and we added more shorts and documentary shorts this year than last year, because that's sowing a seed. That's really the beginning of a lot of filmmakers' careers is in short films. And as they succeed and go on to make narrative films, they'll remember us and they'll come back when their feature films are made and make them, they're kind of alumni, and we like to support our alumni.
So tickets and passes, listeners have several options, I guess, for how to get to these films?
Yes. Tickets can be purchased on our website. We have our schedule and all our information. Our website is lascrucesfilmfest.com. There's also an information hotline, which is 575-646-6149. If anyone has any questions, but they can go to the website, they can get hotel packages, ticket packages, VIP passes, all-access passes. There's a number of different packages available to come to the
film
festival.
And the all-access pass is just $150. That gets you into everything?
That's the VIP pass. The VIP pass, $150, gets you into all screenings, all workshops, and the special VIP after parties with where you get to hang out with Sybil Shepherd, Pam Grier, R.J. Mitty. Billy Boyd from the Lord of the Rings series is coming in. We just added that this week, as a matter of fact. He's doing a special panel on Lord of the Rings, and he's going to sing the Lord of the Rings music. So Billy and RJ and Pam and Sybil and Ralph Bakshi. So if you get that VIP pass, you can hang out with them and take some cool selfies.
Sounds like a bargain. I know you're extremely busy putting all this together, so thanks for running down to El Paso and being in the studio today.
Thanks for the opportunity to talk about this incredible event.
I've been discussing the upcoming Las Cruces International Film Festival with the festival's executive director, Ross Marks. This year's festival spans 5 days, running March 7th to the 11th, with screenings, workshops, special guests, and dinners. For a complete list of all the events and guests at this year's festival, and to purchase tickets and passes, log on to lascrucesfilmfest.com. On Film's producer is Lauren Terrazas. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.